海的女儿。在大海深处，有一座用珊瑚和珍珠建造的宫殿，海王和他的家人就住在里面。海王有六个女儿，她们都是人鱼公主，其中小人鱼最可爱也最美丽。她的皮肤像玫瑰花瓣一样细嫩，眼睛像蓝色的海水一样清澈，她的歌声比任何人类的声音都更动听。小人鱼最喜欢听祖母讲人类的故事，那些有趣的故事让他对人类充满了好奇。祖母告诉他，等他满15岁的时候，他就可以浮出海面，亲眼看一看美丽的人类世界。15岁生日那一天，小人鱼带上祖母和姐姐们编的花环，兴奋地浮出了海面。这时太阳刚刚落山，平静的海面上停着一艘漂亮的大船。当海浪把小人鱼拖起来的时候，他看到船上有一位英俊的王子。王子的微笑是那么的温柔，小人鱼被深深地吸引住了。夜渐渐深了，海上突然刮起了可怕的暴风，大船被巨大的海浪打翻了，船上的人都掉进了海里。小人鱼看见王子也落进了海里，赶快朝他游了过去。小人鱼托起他的头，把他带到了岸边。王子一直昏迷不醒，于是小人鱼轻轻吻了王子的额头，然后躲到大石头背后的海水里，等待着好心人把王子救走。终于一个年轻女子来到了海边，她发现王子后非常吃惊，马上找了许多人过来。这时王子苏醒了，他微笑着向那个年轻女子道谢。小人鱼目送着人们把王子抬回宫殿，他多么想告诉王子，救他的人是自己呀。从那以后，小人鱼常常趁着夜色游到王子的宫殿边，在月光下看着王子俊俏的轮廓。小人鱼越来越想变成一个人了，因为只有变成人，他才能和王子在一起。一天晚上，小人鱼找到了海里的巫婆，请求巫婆把他的鱼尾变成人的腿。巫婆冷笑着说，你得用你的声音来交换。小人鱼答应了。巫婆取出一罐魔药递给了小人鱼，喝下这个，你就会得到一双腿，不过你每走一步都会像走在尖刀上一样痛苦，你再也不能回到海底了。还有，如果王子爱上别人，在他结婚的第二天早晨，你就会变成海上的泡沫。小人鱼不敢和家人告别，只能偷偷地向皇宫飞了1000个吻，然后浮出了海面。在宫殿前的沙滩上，小人鱼喝下了魔药，他觉得自己的尾巴好像被一把锋利的刀劈开了，他痛得昏了过去。小人鱼醒来时，王子正站在他的面前，他亲切地问他是谁，从哪儿来。当小人鱼想要回答时，他发现自己已经发不出声音了，他只能温柔而又悲哀地望着王子。 王子挽着小人鱼的手，把她领进了皇宫。他很同情这个没有家的姑娘，所以经常让这个姑娘陪伴在自己身边。小人鱼虽然不能唱歌了，但她还能跳舞给王子看。虽然她每跳一步，纤细的脚都非常疼痛，有时候甚至会流出血来，但只要王子喜欢，她就微笑着跳个不停。可惜王子只把小人鱼当成好朋友，他常常说他爱着那位救过自己的姑娘。小人鱼没有办法把事情的真相告诉王子，但他想总有一天王子会明白的。思念家人的时候，小人鱼就走到海边，看着海水发呆。他再也不能回到海里去了，再也见不到祖母、父亲和姐姐们了。不过他从来不后悔自己的选择。一天，王子带着小人鱼和随从们乘船去拜访邻国。邻国国王为王子举行了盛大的欢迎宴会。当邻国的公主出现在宴会上时，王子惊呆了。他激动地对小人鱼说，她就是那个救我的姑娘，我要娶她为妻。这时候小人鱼的心都碎了，他悲伤地亲吻了王子的手。他知道自己很快就将变成海上的泡沫。王子和公主结婚了，在大船的甲板上，小人鱼为新郎新娘跳起了舞来。他从来没有跳得这么好过，大家都赞不绝口。尽管他的脚仍然像踩在尖刀上那么痛，但他的心比脚还要痛。这是他活着的最后一个晚上。第二天一早，他就会变成泡沫，消失在大海里。小人鱼痛苦地皱着眉，可王子没有看到。他吻着美丽的新娘，搀着新娘的手，到房间里休息去了。夜深了，小人鱼站在甲板上，等待着早晨的到来。正在这时，他的姐姐们浮出了海面，她们脸色苍白，原本美丽的长发都被剪掉了。姐姐们说，她们用长发和巫婆交换了一把尖刀，只要小人鱼在太阳升起前把刀插进王子的心脏，她就可以重新变成人鱼回到海里。可小人鱼不愿意伤害王子，但姐姐们流着泪把刀塞进了他的手里。太阳就要出来了，小人鱼握着刀来到了王子的房间。美丽的新娘把头枕在王子的怀里，而王子正在梦中念着新娘的名字，两个人的脸上都洋溢着幸福的微笑。小人鱼弯下腰，在王子的额头上吻了一下，他多想一直待在他的身边呢。可天空越来越亮了，再不动手，他就要变成泡沫了。小人鱼闭上了眼睛，拿着刀的手不停地发抖。就在刀尖快要碰到王子胸膛的时候，小人鱼把刀远远地扔了出去。小人鱼最后一次看了看王子，然后走出了房间，跳进了海里。王子和他的新娘醒来后，发现小人鱼不见了，急忙到处寻找他。可是他们找遍了每一个角落，都找不到小人鱼的身影。他们望着海里翻腾的泡沫，悲伤极了。跳进海里的小人鱼 觉得自己的身体正在融化，渐渐的，他好像变成了一朵云，轻轻地升了起来。他问自己：我要去哪儿呢？许多好听的声音回答他：小人鱼，你要变成云朵，飞到天上去呀。你既善良又坚强，为了心爱的人忍受了那么多痛苦，你变成云朵以后就可以过上自由自在的生活了。于是小人鱼快乐地向太阳举起双臂，升到天空里去了。刚才的故事选自外语教学与研究出版社出版的《萤火虫世界经典童话双语绘本系列》。
The Little Mermaid. At the bottom of the sea lived the Sea King and his family in a palace.The Sea King had 6 daughters who were mermaid princesses. The youngest was the most beautiful one, and she was good at singing. The little mermaid liked the human stories her grandmother told her, but she was not allowed to see the human world until she was 15. On her 15th birthday, the little mermaid rose up to the surface of the sea. There was a large ship.Floating on the peaceful sea. She was very excited when she saw a handsome prince on the ship. The little mermaid was deeply attracted by his gentle smile. At night, a sudden storm turned over the ship. Many people fell into the sea, including the prince.The little mermaid swam over to the prince, took him by his head, and brought him to shore. He was unconscious. The little mermaid kissed his forehead and then hid behind a rock, waiting for someone to save him. At last, a young girl came by. Just then, the prince came to life, thinking the girl had saved his life. The prince thanked her.The little mermaid saw the prince being lifted back to the palace. She wanted to tell the prince the truth, but she couldn't. From then on, the little mermaid always swam near the palace at night to see the prince. She longed to become a human being so that she could stay with the prince.One night, the little mermaid went to see the witch. She begged her for legs. You have to give up your voice, the witch said. The little mermaid agreed. The witch gave her a draught. Take this and you will get legs, she said. But walking on feet will be extremely painful for you. What's more, you can never return to the sea.And if the prince falls in love with another girl, you will become foam in the sea on the next morning after his wedding. The little mermaid left for the shore without saying goodbye to her family. After taking the draught on the shore, she fainted in great pain. When she woke up, the prince was standing before her. He asked the little mermaid who she was,And where she came from, but she couldn't speak. The prince took the little mermaid to the palace and let her stay with him. The little mermaid couldn't sing, but she could dance. Although every step caused her harsh pain, she insisted on dancing for the prince as long as he was happy. But the prince only regarded her as a good friend.He said he loved the girl who had saved him. The little mermaid couldn't tell him it was she who saved him, but she dreamed one day the prince would find out the truth. She missed her family so much. She was not allowed to go back to the sea, but she didn't feel regret. One day, the prince visited a neighboring country with the little mermaid and his attendants. At dinner, the prince saw the country's princess. "My God, she's the girl who saved me," he told the little mermaid excitedly. "I will marry her." The little mermaid was heartbroken. She kissed the prince's hand. She knew that she would soon turn into foam. Soon the prince and princess got married. On the deck of the ship, the little mermaid danced for them. She had never danced so elegantly before, and all the guests cheered her. The pain in her feet was so harsh, it was like dancing on sharp knives. But her heart was much more painful than her feet. It was the last night of her life. The prince paid no attention to her. He enjoyed his time with his beautiful bride. At night, the little mermaid's sisters came. They had given their hair to the witch in exchange for a sharp knife. If the little mermaid plunged it into the heart of the prince before sunrise, she would be turned back into a mermaid and returned to the sea. The little mermaid didn't want to hurt the prince, but her sisters insisted on giving the knife to her. The sun was about to rise. The little mermaid entered the prince's bedroom. She saw the sleeping prince lying with his bride. It was her last chance, but she could not bear to kill the prince. She kissed his forehead and threw the knife away. The little mermaid walked out of the bedroom and jumped into the sea. When the prince and his bride woke up, they couldn't find the little mermaid. They felt very upset. The little mermaid felt as if she had become a cloud and was gradually rising up. "Where am I going?" she asked. "You are becoming a cloud and flying to the sky," some beautiful voices answered. "From now on, you will have a happy life." And then the little mermaid raised her arms and happily flew to the sky.